Good morning. We'd like to welcome you out to this study session of the Mesa City Council. Mayor Smith and Councilmember Summers are traveling, so we wish them safe travels and hope they get back to us soon. We'd like to start first with a review of the items that are on the agenda for December 9th. That will be our regular council meeting. On the first page, items 2 through 3B. Items 4A through 4C. We have a request by the city manager to pull 4D. There's been a protest, and so there's going to be some work. They want to give that individual time to look into it. And so 4E through 4F. 4G through 4I. 4J through 4L.
And Vice Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Maybe after the meeting, we have a bike. It's a bike. There's a bike share. We can maybe just show the council after we get to the agenda. We've got one here to kind of demonstrate for you.
Saw a great picture on Facebook of the city manager on a bike with a neat-looking helmet.
Yeah. Who posted that?
Yeah. It's good.
You were going to?
It looks great. Yeah, and a lot of positive comments. I think people are really excited, so thank you. We'll definitely look at that. Okay, 4M through 5D. 5E through 6B. And 7A and 7B, we have a request. There's been a request to pull 7A off the consent agenda. So 7A will be off. And then 7B. Okay, that concludes the review of the agenda. Our next item, 2, is information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Anybody have any questions for our wonderful engineering department? Okay, great. Here are reports and meetings and conferences attended. Yes.
Vice Mayor, we had a ribbon cutting for the new housing project of Save the Family at Escobedo yesterday. It was really well attended. I'm really grateful for all the city staff for all their hard work. Christine Zalanka is not here today, but I do want to give her a personal shout out. She led this project along with Kaylee Wilson, who was really the mastermind behind it. So thank you for everybody who attended yesterday.
Wonderful. Anybody else? Okay, Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Just a reminder, we have a Public Safety Committee meeting following this study session. And then the next hazardous waste collection recycling event will be the Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Center Street facility. So I'd invite everyone to that. And as a reminder, we have Councilmember Kavanaugh is hosting his free pancake breakfast and holiday toy drive this Saturday also from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Fire Station 207, which is the Dobson Road Fire Station. So we invite everyone to come and bring a new unwrapped toy that will be provided as a donation to benefit the patients at the Cardin Children's Medical Center. So thank you.
Wonderful.
And then, Vice Mayor, if you don't mind, we'd Please. Like to, maybe Natalie has a map and just kind of give you an idea of how we're going to disperse the bikes, just in kind of how that
Great.
Will work, if you don't mind doing that.
Excellent.
There it goes. Okay, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate it. I'm here with Jim Hash, who's our bicycle coordinator at the City of Mesa. We're really excited. The bike share program has been something we've been working on for quite some time. And it's been a little bit of a journey in that we started kind of going down a path that we were going to have our own program. And then we got some really good, strong direction and interest from council in wanting to create a regional program because it really would make sense from a user perspective. And so we have been partnering and working with the cities of Phoenix and the city of Tempe to create a regional program as a start, and this is just the first three cities. There could be others that join us in the future. The city of Phoenix took the lead, did an RFP, and has selected Cycle Hop, and the item that's on the agenda that you'll be taking action on Monday night basically allows us to enter into a contract with Cycle Hop for this regional program and approach. And so the bike that we will be using, it's called a grid bike, and I brought one here today with us so that you could see it. All of the bikes will be the same. They'll be branded the same so that there's a real nice uniformed way to look at it. Grid was selected because it represents the grid system that we have here in the valley, and they used emoticon as a smiling face to kind of, reach out to some of the more people. Cycle Hop is the implementation arm for the bicycles, and so basically what we're doing is working with them to use the bikes themselves, and so the monies that we're using will be basically leasing the bikes, but also all of the equipment that goes with the bikes, the kiosks, everything that goes with it. In addition, we're going to be helping and working with some of our local nonprofits to provide some sponsorship dollars for their clients to use the bikes for free. And so what you will see is, starting with the Spark Festival in March, we'll be debuting the bikes and piloting and demonstrating them. And then through April and probably early May, some other kinds of demonstrations that will go on. Phoenix is going to go full force in April, and then we will follow probably in the May time period. And so that's what we're talking about. And Tempe is trying to come along around the same timeline as Mesa as well. So, by the summer, we're going to have a full force of bicycles that can help people get from their homes to the light rail or to the bus system in a much more efficient way, and really expand and maximize the use of those systems that we've invested for our community on. I'm going to have Jim just talk very quickly about the map.
Quick question for you,
yeah.
Mr. Cavanaugh.
Yeah, just a question. Among the three cities, will there be some sort of web application where residents from around the valley can see the locations in the three participating cities?
Yes, and one of the reasons that this particular vendor was selected is that it's really considered the next generation of bike share. So instead of it being the smart kiosk where you have to hook the bikes into the kiosk so that they have they can get juiced up or solar powered or whatever it is, these are smart bikes. So all of the equipment is on there, including the technology that goes with it. So there will be a website. There will be lots of ways. People can use their smartphones to basically get a membership and then be able to get a PIN number and ride on the bike, enter the PIN number, and go. If they want to find bikes, they are all GPS located, and so they can look and see. And what happens is if you want to use a bike, you can take a bike from one of the hubs, you can take it to your destination, you can turn it off and unlock it for someone else to take it and just leave it there, and then someone else can rent it and they can look online and see where those are at. Or you can return it to a hub if you want. You'll get a little bit of a discount if you do that because it helps the company. But at the end of the day, what they do, because they can see them all in GPS, is they go out and they grab them all and they bring them back to the hub so that the next day they're there for people to use. So it's supposed to be a much more flexible system because they can be in and out and around the community at any given time, and people can track where they are from GPS versus having to go to a hub and get it there and leave it there.
So anybody with an app can know where that available bike is.
That is correct.
And then they literally can rent it, and then they get the code that unlocks it, and
yes.
Then they punch that code into the back of the,
right,
I'm not sure what that device is called, but the device in the back of the bike, which then allows you to unlock it, and then you've reserved it or you've rented it at that point, you can drive it around.
Correct.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Councilmember Luna.
But it's a good thing you're going to have the app in case you forget where you parked it.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That happens to
me. That's never happened to me in a parking lot with my car.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just the green bike.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is the program, and it's coming. It's coming to Mesa, and so we're really excited about it. And if you want, Jim can go through a couple of the locations where the hubs are going to be so you can understand the kind of the thought process behind
sure.
that.
Yes.
When we were looking at the placement of the hubs, The whole concept and the directive that we were looking at achieving was to expand the catchment area of the light rail. Folks generally will walk a half mile up to, at the very furthest, a mile to get to a light rail station. By incorporating bike share, we were able to expand that catchment area out to about 3 miles, which would give folks more opportunity to get to the light rail and to share the modes of transportation instead of using their single occupant vehicles. As you see at the very top of the map, that will be the East Valley Men's Shelter, and that would be the furthest station north, and a opportunity that we had to partner with one of our nonprofits in offering bicycles to folks that maybe not have a opportunity to have a motor vehicle of their own. And then farther south, we are incorporating 3 stops along the new Fiesta District improvements. So we'll have stops at Dobson and Southern, at Longmore and Southern, and at Alma School and Southern, so that people can utilize our brand new and beautiful streetscape that we've got going in down there.
We'll be four-wheel driving for a while, but
yes. And then there will be stops at each one of the light rail stations. So, like I stated before, we're gonna partner with our nonprofits, Save the Family and New Leaf, to bring facilities for those folks and help out with and memberships for folks that need to get to and from appointments and things they need to do. And then the one all the way up by the river where Natalie's pointing is going to be at Wrigleyville West at the Cub Stadium, so that we'll be able to utilize bicycles to get back and forth. People that are wanting to go to the Cubs games and utilize the light rail and come into the city of Mesa and enjoy our services downtown. So,
had a chance to go to one of the new colleges a board meeting, and I was surprised they weren't quite as aware of this was coming, so had a chance to educate them. They were very excited about it. They were wondering, they're at the new Center for Higher Education, mm-hmm. so they were wondering where those would be located. So I think it'd be great to reach out to our new colleges, maybe you already have, and just kind of let them know, and for their students.
No, that's a great point, and that was what we were going to do on our phase two. This was the initial phase. We came in, our initial phase was to partner with the nonprofits and to help those folks out, and then the next phase would be to work along with the colleges and kind of infill. You notice that most of the hubs are on a 1 mile grid. It's a little bit farther apart, but we can get away with that because of the style bike and the non-traditional. It's not like the traditional bike share, so people can park in between the hub locations. But we'll come back in and infill at about the half mile segmentation for additional phases.
Yeah, but even for the Mason Center for Higher Education, that country club and main location will be pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah.
Everything's pretty well. In the downtown's covered really well. So I think that no one's going to be that far away from a hub at any one of the higher education locations.
Oh, good. Well, that's exciting. Good news.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the presentation. If there's nothing else,
thank you.
Good, wonderful. Entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks for attending.